You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, hold on. I'm adjusting how half my headphone goes in the jack so I can hear it. It's really good. We got this amazing studio. Here we go.
Okay, Almost. Pro tip. Let me show you, share what I've learned with this jack in this studio.
Yeah.
You put it in, and then you pull back ever so slightly on it just to create tension in the jack, and both ears connect.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Me, 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 me. 1, 2, 3.
Me, me, me. You, you, you.
Welcome back to a Wake Up Tucson Tuesday. Bruce Asha should be here in the next hour or so, and we're going to, he and I are going to talk about many different things while he's here. Lots of stuff to cover today. We are 1 week away from a Wake Up Tucson spring soiree on the plaza outside at St. Philip's Plaza. The RSVPs have been solid. Keep them up. WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com. What else is going on today? Oh, we also remember 2 days from today, the governor of Arizona, who hasn't been on the show in possibly a couple of years, is heading back to the old Wake Up Tucson campground to hang out with us a little bit. So we have a lot to catch up with Doug on Thursday. I meant that. I knew that. This is also the week that we should have a rodeo, I think. This should be rodeo week. Totally blown away by the Rona. But what we're learning, of course, is that you can do outdoor events with maybe some lighter populations of people, and everyone's just fine. We went through an entire NFL and college football. I know a lot of people wanted that Super Bowl in Tampa to be a super spreader. It wasn't. So it's a good thing. Don't be upset. We got to get going back in life. You know, I listen to my Talk Sport from London every day. And if there's a group of people who are just freaking out, it's the English, right? Especially when it comes that they can't go to a soccer game. I mean, this is part of life, right? That's why they have 8 levels of soccer that every Saturday between August and May, there's a zillion stadiums filled with people no matter what level of soccer, because it's part of life. And you just tell there's like, having seizures, man, that they can't go back into these even at half. I remember when the earlier in the NFL season and the Chiefs were doing like 50% occupancy or 40% occupancy at Arrowhead, and the English people are like, well, what's, you know, there's no one's saying there's a super spreader because the Chiefs had 40% of Arrowhead fill. So we're gonna have to start. I don't know what my confidence is in some of the powers that be to start resuming life. I mean, look what they're doing on these schools. I mean, even Democrats now are just starting to freak out about the school thing. Now Vox, which is a very left-wing organization, they have a piece by an epidemiologist that says, I'm an epidemiologist, I have kids, and I can't stand the teachers' unions. I have a buddy of mine. He's the original one that talked about, well, why is a 35-year-old teacher who won't have pretty much, unless they have some sort of comorbidity kind of stuff, other disease stuff going on in their life, right? That they can get a shot, even though if they ever got the Rona, it wouldn't even bother them. And people who are 70 who are freaking out, who have problems, can't get it before that person, right? And then when he heard me say the part of the story when I said there's 70%, it was the star story, I think, 70% of teachers have their shot, but a lot of them still don't want to go back. Well, you want to piss off somebody? Piss off that guy. So on music today, it's the letter P, as in pot pie, or Pink Floyd, or that guy. Yeah, we can't even play him on some other stations around here. He's so expensive, but we can get away with it here. So,
oh,
don't tell Manic.
Okay, I won't. Is that actually a thing? Like the royalties are too high for certain artists? Wow.
Yeah, the guy from Minneapolis is off the charts.
Wow.
He's got some estate state people controlling his music right now. So we'll see how all that plays out.
Okay.
But we can play. We won't get in trouble, I promise. We've done it before. You know. Unless I gave Prince's estate Ed Alexander's address, so if they get pissed off,
okay,
and
perfect,
people,
yeah. And Ed's not awake yet anyway, so right. He doesn't know it's coming.
he's gonna think it's just some vagrant living in Pliskin Acres knocking on his screen door.
Sure.
It's gonna be Prince's lawyers with a couple of thugs shaking Ed down for a few extra shekels to play Let's Go Crazy.
There's a great story about Prince, and I can't tell it on the air because it involves Kevin Smith, the actor, director, screenwriter. But what it talks about, and it's worth tracking down, it's online, and Kevin Smith has told this in a million places, but about his visit to Prince's house, he was going to collaborate with Prince on something, and
wow,
how Prince recorded everything in every single room of his house all the time.
So he made Nixon and Chuck Huckleberry look kind of chill on recording everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the theory was that if Prince had a musical idea, he could just, you know, put it out there and the house would record it. But there's also the theory that he was completely paranoid and checking up on everybody all the time. But anyway, look into the story.
The best Prince story is still from Charlie Murphy on the Dave Chappelle show talking about the waffles. So what happens is Eddie Murphy, right, Charlie Murphy's brother, they run into Prince at the Grammys when it was in Minneapolis that year. So what happens is they go back to Prince's house. He invites Eddie Murphy and the entourage back to his house just to hang out after the Grammys, where they engage in a basketball game. Right? And of course, in the Chappelle one, it's Chappelle playing Prince.
Right.
Right? And what happens is Prince and his crew beat the living crap out of Eddie Murphy and his crew in a basketball game. And then Prince, they do what he does after they play basketball, he makes everybody waffles.
I love that. That's tremendous.
So we got that. We do have a follow-up on this poor guy who got shot at the U of A parking garage. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the University of Arizona opening up a little bit more in relation to the Rona. We'll do that. We got more teachers. Teachers union sucks. You know, what's going to have to happen is, again, like I liked in LA, those parents just literally are showing up at the school. They're not having their kid click into Zoom anymore. And they're waiting outside of school saying, hey, I need you to get your rear ends back to class. We'll just wait here for you. Remember how I said the Republican legislators wanted Doug to call a special session last year and he didn't do it? And I'd say, like, well, just wait outside the door. Let's go. And that didn't happen. We got some Supreme Court stuff we got to do today. I know the Amy Comey Barrett ruins it again. We have a liberal Naomi Wolf going out on, she's on Tucker talking about COVID totalitarian practices. That should be fun. What else do we got here today? Oh, who knew we're going to talk about the Muppets today? Holy crap. we got so much stuff. I also want to talk when I come back. I did listen to Zach's interview with Chief Magnus yesterday, and I thought Zachary did a nice job, and the chief, let me be really nice about this, he's a character. He's a real character. So I listened to it on the way in today, and the magic of a cell phone, and we will talk about Chief Magnus's answers to young Zachary when we come back. So let's do it. This is my request for opening for P Day on a Tuesday. It's Mr. Johnny Paycheck. Here we go. I ain't working here no more. When I handed my list in to Tommy about 4 minutes ago, I said, dude, there's a truckload of peas.
Yeah.
I got to the end of my list. There, I had like a half inch on my handwritten list. I go, oh, crap, Elvis.
It is tiny down at the bottom. It's funny because you try to get in all of the artists. First of all, the ones that you love. Then the ones you think deserve to be on the list. And then you get the requests, and and it's just...
Like, when I did my list, I was trying to do, like, a little bit of variety of things also, right? You know what I mean? So, again...
And then everybody calls it 820, and it goes out the window for the rest of the show anyway.
We can ignore their requests if they come in late.
No. That's a new rule, folks.
You remember when I told you these people that want to take your time on the air, on the phone, but they don't want to come on? They want you to tell me. They used to do this, Ed, all the time, and I would say, Ed, hang up on them. It's a talk show. You don't want to talk on the air? It's okay. I'm okay. We've been doing this for 12 years. If somehow you're not on the air, we'll make it through another year of radio, hopefully. So, God bless you. Now, so I listened to Magnus with Zachary this morning. It was on yesterday morning, but I heard it this morning. The magic of the interweb. And so... A good question that Zach asked him. Now, Magnus has told a mutual friend that he'd like to come on the show, and so I told that mutual friend just to have Chief can reach out to me anytime. I'll give him an hour. I'll give him 2 hours, whatever he wants. We can have the Chris Magnus show. He can even, I don't know if I want him picking the playlist, but maybe I'll give him about 4 songs. Now, so Zach asked him, do you have the support of staff and the council? And I think, you know, if you've ever met or seen Ortega work, he's a pretty amicable guy, right? Mike's a bean counter who just kind of keeps score and gives you options. He's the Huckleberry wants to drive the ship. Ortega's trying to keep these crazy people between the rails. Okay. We'll get to him in the council in a second when I kind of bring it all back together again. Then Zachary asked him about morale, which I'm glad he did. I was a little worried that maybe he wasn't, because the chief always wants to talk about it's just money. Okay. So the chief said that the things that will solve morale problems is one, the money for pay, right, that they get back into parity with competitive other agencies. And number two, 5 years ago, they got Prop 101, and that's going to run out soon, which bought them a few cars. They're building a Southside substation, it sounds like, with that money. You know, it was funny, when I was out about a month ago, I was driving out towards like Painted Rocks area, and I'm behind a car kind of like by Greasewood area, and a cop TPD car, and it was one of the older ones, and I'm just telling you, it's so good how pathetic these cars are. Not good for the cops, but it's totally, if you want the last 30 years of Shirley Scott decisions and the last 13 years of Raheena Romero, it was all in that cop car, okay? The paint's all faded. You could barely read anything on it, right? And my favorite one is the exhaust pipe on idle. So it was idling. So there's two things that's going on. It was idling rough, it looked like, right? And the muffler is either detached or corroded. So what happened was the play in the tailpipe from behind had to be about 6 inches. It was just like, like, that is Tucson right there. So, again, when he says to Zach, oh, we got 374 that's on patrol. I think that number's still a little high. But remember, if you remember when he first started, he would say, oh, we got 600, blah, blah, blah. The other part of this is with morale, and it's not like he's going to say it. I don't expect him to say it, but I want to add a little context. Dear Chief Magnus, most of the force hates your guts. That's where you're at. They don't like you. They feel like you're standoffish. They feel like you avoid them. And they feel like, again, I said this in the beginning when he got hired, the council is hiring a guy to advocate for them against the police, not advocating for someone to run the police department. And that's what he's been. So Chris Magnus made his deal with the devil. He moves from Northern California, where he was sitting there with his Black Lives Matter at the protest and all that jazz. Okay. And he comes to Tucson, right? Liberal oasis in Southern Arizona. Way cheaper to live than Northern California, right? He gets here. His partner gets a job at Pima County, I think, distributing grants. I'm sure he's making somewhere between 80 and 120 G's a year. They're living La Vida Loca, okay? But you know something? He made this deal with Rahina and the crew, and what's happened is that him advocating for them and letting them kind of get away with their stuff and maybe being supportive, I'm sure his ego told him, it's okay if you cut staffing because I'm a delicate genius that where's that delicate genius from? That's from a movie or a TV show. I'm a genius and I'll figure out through progressive policing tactics how to make up for no cops. And you know something? It didn't. Delicate genius. That's right. It's Seinfeld. That's right. Now, Costanza says it, right? And he says something about, what does he say again? That's the one. That's why I don't. That's Costanza. Play it from the beginning one more time. I'm sorry. One more time. Just from the beginning. I apologize. I know you got to do your stupid traffic and keep people from running into each other, but hold on. I just want to hear that
one. I just report people after they run into one another. I don't prevent anything. Thank you.
You're not doing precog minority report? Here you go. That's it. That's the one I want. Thank you, George. So I don't know if you remember, and sometimes DeSimone, sometimes I remember stuff like a steel trap, right? It's one of the things that's aided me on doing this show. Okay. Do you remember when they were gutting the police department, right? And we were criticizing what was going on. Do you remember Magnus kept on saying the word community policing? He kept on saying it over and over again. But the Wakeys are smarter than that because you know who we've been educated by? Sure as hell not me. Danny Sharp. Danny Sharp, longtime Oral Valley police chief, former commander at TPD, and teaches criminology at the University of Arizona. And when he said, he taught us what community policing means. That means you over-invest in staffing. Right? So you have more beat cops that are getting to know their communities and connecting with their communities. So when Chris Magnus was selling community policing, he was bullcrapping you. He thought you can't, there's no way in heck you can do quote community policing when you're understaffed. It was smoke and mirrors. And you notice with all the misery going on in the streets of Tucson, Magnus doesn't shoot his mouth off. He doesn't even say the word community policing anymore. Because he knows it's horse crap. But what happened was he made his deal with the devil, with the council, to be their advocate instead of being a real police chief. And what's happened is it's all coming back to bite him now. Because of the way the crime stats are going, the morale is so bad, his officers hate his guts, okay? And they're just running like hell. Running like hell. I'm going to do another Costanza line. They flee him like thousands of Japanese running away from Godzilla. That's what's going on with Chief Magnus right now. Okay? And that's why he's full of crap. And you know something? This is a perfect time. For Chris Magnus, for all the decisions you guys made with the council, I'm going to quote Jeremiah Wright, Obama's reverend. If you remember this, the chickens are coming home to roost. Wake up, Tucson, 10-3 voice. If that doesn't get you going, come on. It's a pee kind of Tuesday here on Wake Up Tucson, the great Dolly Parton. Bruce Ash coming up at the top of the hour. Let's get to, this is an interesting story. Thank you to Billy number two for his wonderful work in the being one of our chief researchers here at Wake Up Tucson. This is from Howie Fisher. Now, this is something I have been advocating for years. The Arizona House of Representatives is okayed a bill to let community colleges do four-year degrees. Okay? I've been calling for this one for a while. Okay? With only three dissenting votes, the State House voted Monday to permit community colleges to offer baccalaureate degrees to students. The measure goes to the Senate. If ultimately successful, the move would cap years of efforts by advocates to find alternatives to what some consider both expensive and inconvenient programs for residents to get four-year degrees at one of the state's three universities. Similar messages have, you're going to love this, failed for at least the last 25 years. And now, this is what I love. Amid stiff opposition from members of the Board of Rodents who have argued there's no need. Let me rephrase that. I've got that wrong. The Board of Rodents. Now, these are the same people that, you know, approve Kevin Sumlin and Rich Rodriguez contracts. I just want to tell you guys. There's no clawbacks. There's no nothing. You can just come screw the taxpayers. It's okay. This year, possibly recognizing the increased sentiment of lawmakers for a more alternative, the university system agreed not to oppose 25-23. Oh, thank you. But it did demand some concessions. The colleges just can't get into the business. It will require studies to determine if colleges supported largely with tax dollars can hire the necessary faculty and sustain the programs. And they also don't want anything that would unnecessarily duplicate programs already offered somewhere else. They could initially only offer a number of four-year degrees defined as no more than 10% of total degrees offered in the first 4 years and 15% of years five and beyond. Okay, here's the best part. So we have the Board of Rodents who's like, oh, no, we're killing it at NAU, ASU, and U of A. We're killing it. Oh, we don't want you to do programs that we're already doing. Maybe there's something we're missing, and if you can sustain it, ooper-duper. Okay? So if you're the average student in the state of Arizona, there is a place that has failed you called the state university systems. So just to give you, just to tell you why the Board of Rodents and the universities don't like this, okay? So U of A right now, I believe, is about 12 G's tuition. $12,000 for a year of going to that place, okay? One semester at Pima Community College at 15 credits is $1,305. So the country club set that runs the Board of Regents just cannot understand why the average SERF, that's S-E-R-F for your people with your homonyms, the average SERF citizen in the state of Arizona would rather pay somewhere close to maybe $3,000 a year for college instead of $12,000 a year. Do you get it? Do you get it? And we've already had this discussion. Not everyone needs to go to college. We're having this stupid discussion on the national thing about Weekend at Bernie's there talking about we're going to forgive $50,000 of debt. So basically the taxpayer becomes this, when Democrats are in charge, we're going to basically just finance people's college educations that maybe half of them shouldn't have been to college in the first place. Oh, I'm sorry. The Maricopa Community College has a flat rate of $1,020 per semester. It's even cheaper than Pima. Okay? So, again, if the universities want to go crush this one, then you know something? You know what I would do? Even this bill and this, I'm glad it's moving forward. You know, there's the beginning of the slippery slope maybe, and there's some hope. But in the end, you know, you state universities, you guys are so cute, okay? Yes, you're businesses amongst yourselves. I got it. You've become these monster things of people making, you're building, as I've said it before, you've built academic resorts with probably too many employees. I mean, the sweetest gig in Tucson is not Pima County. It's the U of A. That's nobility. That's the version of nobility in the Tucson, Arizona, is you got to go to, you work at the U of A. You seem so academic and scholarly when you're working over there. You got the sweet state pension. It's the place to go. Got it. But they have lost their minds when it comes to the reality of tuition. And again, we keep saying it, and no one really means it, right? The state constitution says providing a college education for as free as possible. So by the time you pay your base tuition, lab fees, you got to pay the athletic department their fee as part of your tuition every year. I mean, so if you lived at home at the U of A and you went to the U of A, it's still going to cost you $15,000 a year. God forbid you go live there. That's a whole other story. Okay? So you've run these academic resorts. You keep jacking up tuition. You remember you guys raised tuition. When did they raise tuition? They raised tuition when the economy crashed. Oh, we got to make up a blah, blah, blah. Oh, the state. That's right. The economy crashed in 08. The legislature had to pull back some of the money. You remember this? And they said, oh, with all of this going on, we're going to have to jack up tuition. Well, lockdowns and coronas, everything's killing it. And they just, it's not like they ever dropped their tuition. Why would we want to do that? We're making money. We're making fat money. The University of Arizona had enough money to hire not one, but two diversity czars at six digits apiece. We've already done that story over and over again. See, this is what happens when they get the threatening letter from the different student unions of the Hispanic student union, the Black student union, the gay student union, and the whatever. They can, and one of the things is we need our diversity czar. And the U of A said, man, we're swimming in so much bucks. We'll get two. We'll get you two. Right? This, and of course, that was one of our favorite ones ever when the Black student union said they want everyone who's not Black out of the Martin Luther King building. Do you remember that demand? That was one of my favorites. Because, of course, it was, oh, are you saying we're going for, separate but equal? That's what it sure sounded like me when the Black student union said we want everyone who's not Black out of the Martin Luther King building. I'm like, well, that seems a little backwards. But, So here it is. Think about it. I got Dr. Crow, Rockin' Robbins, and Rita. Rita's the cheapest at probably $600,000, probably $500,000 to $600,000 at NAU, and she's leaving. I know they hired a new guy from New York. That'll work out. And so I got about probably with benefits out the door. Those three are making $3 million. So I got three human beings making $3 million running state universities, running a bureaucracy of people making bank left and right. Tenured professors that are just, you know, teaching one class and sitting in their office making $97,000 a year doing what? So here we go. This is the new reality. The new reality is we should be funding things like JTED for kids to go into vocational training like you would never believe. And if someone wants to get a simple business degree. So this is the part. If I want to get a simple business administration degree, is this law, because it has this thing that you're duplicating, the three universities are going to tell Pima or Maricopa Community College, oh, no, we already have business degrees. So I could go to Maricopa Community College and get it in a four-year degree for $8,000, right? Or I can go to the U of A and get it for $60,000. So when you say it's duplicating, yes, it's similar business administration material, but the average person in Maricopa County, according to my math, might save $52,000. Isn't that important? I mean, isn't that important? Living wage, right? All you people out there who want $15 an hour and we want to make people better and what do I, if you could save the average family $52,000 to get a basic business administration degree, isn't that important? Or is it to have more six-figured czars and director of blank at the University of Arizona? So the real answer is, with the University of Arizona, ASU and U of A, is I would, if the moment they came in and fought this, I would start a new bill that says you get no more taxpayer dollars. You guys are acting like private universities. You're all junior Harvards and Yales. So go do it. Be a private university. And you're going to pay us rent. We want big, fat rent for using our facilities. You want reality? See, this is the problem with ASU, U of A, and NAU. They've been living the dream. They're not providing an education that's as free as possible. It's the dirty giant secret that this is what kills me, right? All these people that want equity in the city of Tucson running around. Look at the U of A. You guys are worried about, you know, the color of people's skin. You should be worried about how much they're killing people on tuition. So if you're someone, so you're saying, oh, well, you know, so let's say you're a Hispanic young lady, male, who wants to go to school at the U of A and you don't get a scholarship. You've already started in the hole. I'm sure you, remember, these people are giving loans out like you would never believe. You know, when you first go to college, and Tom, you know this well, when you went to college, right? You'd go to an event, right? It could be a football game, a basketball game. You walk to the union, right? And there's always a couple of people that work, that young people that they hire to give you a free, you went to St., what was the name of your school again?
St. John Fisher College.
St. John Fisher. Here's a St. John Fisher baseball cap if you sign up for a credit card. They did it at NAU all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you know something? And you're sitting there going, oh, they're trying to get you hooked on the credit card, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing with your college. They're no different. Rockin' Robin, Michael Crow, all these people, they're no different than the credit card company that wants to get you going on the credit crack. Right? Because when you start taking these student loans out, right, and all of a sudden you're working a job that makes $29,000 a year coming out of college, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So when I see a bill that actually got passed, and kudos to the state legislature because it sounds like bipartisan support. Kudos to all, whoever the three people that voted against it. I got to find out who that is because that's hilarious. But I'm telling you, this is important. If you want, again, America, I'm going to say it over and over again. America is still the greatest country in the world to remake yourself. Every day you can wake up and make your life different and change it. There's lots of opportunity out there. But when you have your state universities are charging an arm and a leg for a degree that's solid at best, okay, you've lost, and you want to fight a four-year degree just so, you say, oh, we want to, okay, I see how late we are. Let's go to break and I'll continue this rant, and then Bruce Ash will be here and I'm sure I'll calm down at 7:07 when Bruce gets here. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, little Pixies for your pee. Is that where we're going?
Oh. Yeah, this was a little bit longer bed to bump out, but I want to put some Pixies in here.
All right.
Chris, one other thing they need to change? The default right now is you have to decline your loans. They assign you loans and you must decline them every semester. Until that changes, because a lot of students don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden they've got all these loans. They don't know where they came from.
Hold that thought. That's a great point, Thomas. The delicate genius of Tom Callahan coming up next. All right, we're going to get to Callahan's point, which was really good. And Bruce, if you want to jump in, come on in. We got Bruce Ash, former National Republican Committee being. I don't like to say man. It's so binary now. So what's up, man?
I listened to you on this thing with the JCs.
Yes, sir.
You're right on a lot, okay? You could not have been more like laser focused on this thing, okay? And it's about the money. It's about the educational experience, which I think has been diminished in four-year colleges.
Yep.
But it's also about geographical proximity. You know, somebody who's out in southeastern Arizona, okay, as it is, Eastern Arizona has some sort of a collaborative program with NAU on a number of different
and so subjects. Does Pima on a couple of things.
Yeah, yeah. But for somebody in southeast Arizona, either Eastern Arizona or Cochise College, I mean, why shouldn't they?
Right.
You know, when you look at all these other states around the country, you know, there's Northeast Louisiana, Appalachian State sort of, you know, college of teachers and plumbers. I mean, there ought to be that sort of thing that's available here in Arizona. That only raise, you know, more colleges is going to raise the boat for everybody.
Well, I want to support entrepreneurs, let's say, right? People, yeah. Right? And they say, oh, well, maybe part of that, I should get a business degree as part of my entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
Oh, I can go to Pima, which has a really flexible schedule that works around me running
right,
my business.
Right. That's the other thing, schedule. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And I can do it for $8,000 to $9,000, right. Or I can go to the U of A for $60,000.
Duh.
That's a little capital I might be able to use to do something
to start
with
my business, for crying out loud. No, this is right on. And you know why the Board of Regents is opposed to it. You know why the college presidents are opposed to it, because it cuts into their deal.
Yep.
Okay. It lessens their, their prestige or their power, whatever you want to call it. And aren't we supposed to be interested in the student?
Right.
And aren't we supposed to deliver secondary education in Arizona at the lowest possible cost?
Correct.
I mean, this rings all of the, you know, all the bells that everybody talks about, has been talking about for years.
So the people that voted against this, I got to get this out.
Yeah.
Charlene Fernandez, Democrat. Cesar Chavez.
Are you kidding
Democrat,
me?
not the one who's dead. He didn't come back and vote against this.
Junior.
Junior.
And the
then,
third.
And then, oh! Tucson's own Pamela Powers Hanley voted against expanding opportunity for students of all races, creeds, and colors at your community college.
And she represents a district that could really, really use that kind of lower cost to secondary education in a four-year program. That's disgraceful.
Well,
and these other two, probably the same way, because they're probably representing some kind of central-ish Phoenix district. That's just disgraceful.
It's insane. Now, also, before we get to Cole Callahan, listen to Martin. I heard I wrote it down, but Martin reminded me. In the bottom of the hour CBS News, they said that college attendance dropped 13%.
Exactly.
Right? And that these college universities were going to lower their tuition
right.
to lure more people back. And the U of A is like, give me my $12,000.
Right. Yeah, the same with NAU and ASU.
So Tom's right. When you fill out your FAFSA, your federal whatever for your financial aid thing that you have to fill out before you go there,
right.
It's the backup for the universities to collect their money.
Yeah.
So you're totally right. So it's a complicated crap, right, Tom? But you fill it out, but what you're agreeing to is that they're gonna automatically slap loans on you even if you don't know you even have them.
Right, and you have to decline them every semester that you go to school. And if you take a break, you still have to decline the loans if you're technically still enrolled at the college. I have other points to make, but we're tight on time.
Well, you know something? We'll do that when we come back. We got right. 2 hours with Bruce. We got lots of stuff to cover. You want to jump in on this discussion about the Board of Regents? I'll say it nicely that time. Let me say it again. The Board of Rodents. Sorry, I can't say it. The Board of Rodents and the powers that be don't want the colleges to offer four-year degrees is kind of a damn shame.
Literally so, the powers that be.
It's true. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.